think that I haven't got too far this week, but the Chalapah of Chufay Dalet, and a little bit just Agdamah from the Sugya, teachings that come out from the Sugya, before we get to the Chufay Dalet. Just two Nekudas, two Ha'aretz in the Sugya first. It says in the Mishnah, Anasa Yevarek, Ad Kedei Shiyutach Ha'amah Shebebeim. Until when is the person allowed to bench after he had an achila? Until it's Yisachal HaMazon Shebemeir. What is the reason behind this halacha? How come after Yisachal HaMazon Shebemeir is not allowed to? To me, then in the Akhrenim, the Chazanish is the topic. He's more native to say that the word is not that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merch HaMazon for the fact that he gave us food. And since he gave us food, so as long as I have a hargosha of achila, as long as it's not an achila food, I can still thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me the food that I should be satisfied. Remela, it's not so much a din in the achila. He says it's a kilo as if you're oichol kol sho. It's as if you're eating the entire time until it's nesachol. Since you're being nenef from the food until it's nesachol, so you can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that food. But that's not the reason. The reason why you have the addition of Sakhma HaMazon Shebemeir, that's definitely because we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're being mevarech on the original achila. And the original achila only lasts until it's Sakhma HaMazon Shebemeir. The Lashon HaMishnah Brura is after Acha Kachmar Batal Oysa HaAchila Behifted Berach HaMazon. Kilo the achila is in his bottom. The Mashmoyit is that according to the Chazanish, the Berach HaMazon, the Chiva, the Berach HaMazon is the original achila. However, if you look at the Lavush, even though it's also not so mukhrut, but Teich Lashoni, he says, Sha'ala Tzviya hu mevarech. Nechtiv achalta v'tzavata v'rakto, v'loikish in his achla ha'achila shekvar chozer v'nitzrayim. So the reason why you only have to kidei shir iku is because we're being mevarech not so much on the achila, but on the tzviya. So the achalta v'tzavata v'rakto. That's when you have a tzviya, then you can be mevarech. If you don't have the tzviya anymore, so then you lost that nekuda, that tanai for the Birkas HaMazon, but mainly you're not allowed to be mevarech anymore. Hurricane the right decision. They weren't mistaken. We find that they were mistaken for a shear, but only came the right stuff. And in a shear that you wouldn't be chayav with the right stuff, it's not that they wouldn't be in a shear, you wouldn't be chayav with the right stuff. Can't that be said? On the original Athena. On the original. Oh, what would be the nafkamina between these two things? Pashas and nafkamina is like the Chazanish and the Masadin. Chazanish says, he brings up a Kiveigur's Mustafik. We're not going to go into so much, but the Kiveigur's Mustafik, whether or not a cotton shehigdil, a cotton eats, and before the shira equal, could be he bent, whether he bent or he didn't bench, the nachmina either way, the shad either way, and before he became, and after, before the shira equal, he became a golem. Is he Nishayev now with the rest or not? The Hainu the Achila was when he was a cotton. And every bar mitzvah boy, he has an afternoon, sometime around Shkia time he has his Kabbalah Spanim, he eats in Suda before him, and before the Shiriko, he's in Zgadu. Is he now Mechuyiv Midaraisa in benching or not? Not for me to kapata other people, not for me to whether or not he's in the stop of whether or not he benched, if he's going to have to bench again, a number of different things. So if the bar is your Mechuyiv Machmas Da'achilo, so then, in Echanami, Da'achilo was when he was a cousin. Pasha is not going to come Mechuyiv Midaraisa. Masha'inkin, if the Chiv is Machmas Tzviyo, it's Levush used to say, if the Tanai in the Achila is, it's the Chalta of the Tzavoto, Milako Kamala Hi Tzavaya, even if the Tzvi is afterwards, Ken Zani is Mechuyiv Midaraisa.
Well, what does that mean?
That was the first guy that he was Shiru. Kilo as if, since you're the food, you're being Nenef and the food is Naratan, so then the Achila is the Kilo Mamshech, the Achila, and after that, it could be Moidah that is broken. I don't know if it's a din of Anoiz Gurin. We reckon that it's a Achila. Anoiz Gurin is different. There is a side of Anoiz Gurin. He's got an interesting shayla also. The Shari Tshuva, he doesn't clear, he pushes him. In the beginning of Reish Chet, what's the halacha if a person eats? And he throws up everything that he eats. Does the Avachit make a Birkas HaMazon? So he says, Imocha Al-Peret, in the beginning of Reish Chet Aleph, Imocha Al-Peret, Yishir Bracha Akhrenev, Vashuv Ekiyam, Lo Yivarach Bracha Akhrenev, Lo Yivarach Bracha Akhrenev, this is like going with the tachal. And by the tachal you don't make a bracha, so mainly here you don't make a bracha also. And that's why the Chazanish clears, since by the month, how can they bench by the month? How is it ever shaykh to bench? So those that hold those by here, because the nose gurn is not a nose gurn. You're not chayal to nose gurn. It's either the achila or it's the hargosha of the smil. Is it the achila, the fact that you eat? That's what's machayim. The shear for the achila is until the achila is with bach. So you're hungry now, then we don't have that as the achila. Or is it the smil? All the different afterminus we can hear from our wolf and Hashem this afternoon. That's the first nakuda in the sugya. What's the vark behind the din of shir ikum? Is the vark because you don't have a tzvi anymore, because the chalitza is bottle, or is it because the achila is bottle? Nafkamina, like you said. Kenzan, the nafkamina also, the prima gadol brings down. Kenzan telling the shayla, the prima gadol brings down pshat in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that even though you have kedei shir ikum, so you could bench. He says, but if you're in the middle of a suda, and the suda is taking you 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, if you're eating a little bit in the midst of the suda, that's enough, that's mamshik the suda. And you can bench afterwards, even though it's shir ikum from the beginning of the achila. The achila, after you had pasta at the beginning, washed, had a zayit, a vesa, whatever you had, and afterwards you had chicken, and you had a piece of cake afterwards, whatever it was, that your mamshik the achila. Even though it's shir ikum from your past, you still can bench. What's the pshat? Says the people got them two pshatim. Either because when you're mamshich, even if you're mamshich b'shar minim, af she'el ilu le'ochal ha'yoroi far milechem, mikomokom atasavim. Even though had you not eaten anything, you would be hungry now from the original bread that you ate at the beginning of the suda, for the 2 hours from the time that you finished your bath. But since you're eating other things and you have our vasha of tzviyah, so meilo, we can be mechayv you mentioning. It's still considered a hemshech, we can be mechayv you mentioning. Mashma, that even though the original chila is finished, but since we could give you a din that you still have a smil, you can bench on the smil. And the second time that he says, the mashma that it's a din achila. Oy efsher kol zman sheina itzdemucha noch adayin lemas kaliikum. So as long as your digestive tract is still moving around, you keep on eating, and it's one process. So mamela, the eagle doesn't suffer from. Then it's the original achila. I don't have to come up with the fact that you're savea, even if you're not still savea, even though it's not the original smil. The original achila is mechayev you because your equal didn't start after the original achila. That's the two tzadim of the sugya: the achila, the tzmiyah, and afkamina. For among other things, a gershin is gayer before the equal, or a katan shin is gadol before the equal. That's one nekuda. The second nekuda in the sugya is that's from Gemara. The Gemara says, how long is the shir equal? Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, kol shman shein eiro, as long as he's not hungry anymore. And Rish Lakish says, kol shman sheitz no machmas achilasim. As long as he's still thirsty from the achila that he had. In fact, Gemara, I happen to say that that's what Shitas Rish Lakish is. The Rish Lakish says that shir ikum is dalad milim. And for the Gemara, kan b'achila merubo, kan b'achila mu'efet. Machlokes between Rishayim and Hanuman. Rashi understands by achila mu'efet, you have Rish Lakish's shita is until and kol zman sheitzma machmas achilasim, and achila merubo you have dalad milim. Then you never have more than a shita shir of dalad milim, which lechur is 72 minutes. However, according to Rashi, the shir achila meruba is dalaminum. Achila meruba means you have a shir tzviyah. Shir tzviyah, you have a stomach direct at the bench. You have a chiv direct at the bench. But maybe if a person is in the staff of whether or not he still has a takes the shir equal, is not the shir equal, lechur, you have to go bust the longest shir of dalaminum. And the longest shir of dalaminum is not 18 minutes a meal, 24 minutes a meal. Maybe you have an hour and 36 minutes, according to Rashi. Since he reckons the dalamin is the shir of achila meruba, achila meruba is the shir tzviyah. Tzviyah is the sabi daraita. You have to go with the sabi daraita, three machma, for the longest shir. However, most rishonim learn not that way. Tesis and other rishonim learn not that way, and they learn that dalamin is the shir of achila mu'etet. That's what the Rebbe said with regard to achila mu'etet. With regard to achila meruba, that's where they have the machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Is it kozman she? Yitzma machmas achilasim, the Rish Lakish says, or is it kozman shein eiro? Now, that's all we pass in the Maisa, like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's telling him as long as you're not hungry again. But that's all with regard to shir achila meruba. What's an achila mu'etet? Achila mu'etet, all we have is what Rish Lakish says, that you have a shir of dal aminim. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything, so what is he hold? Nechlechu, the poiskim, the thousand of an Avram, amongst others, is he masking to Rish Lakish that it's a shir dal aminim? Or can Tanya come in a shir lakish dal aminim? The Mishnah Berurah is Machria. He wants to tell him that it can't be, since we know that Rabbi Yochanan is a longer shir for Achila Meruba, so Lechur for Achila Mu'etet also is a longer shir, and it's not going to be less than dal aminim. Ramela Ba'alacha will see in a few minutes that Pashas you have, even for Achilu Mu'etet, you have an apple, you have 70 pashas, you have 72 minutes, if you didn't make a bracha for me. Okay. Trying to get to the halach a little bit to see how it plays out with my stuff. It's not such an easy simon, because it's totally a lot in hagoshes and feelings, and not so much in dinim. But we'll see what we can make of it. Kuf pedale aleph. The halach is mish ocha the mochim echad tarach levach kredim shiachim in the kredim. Somebody that eats, he must bench before he gets up from his place. This is some of that you shouldn't be in the stop whether or not you bench or get into any of the shadows. The halacha is, it says in here, he says, Muhammad says, in the that you cannot, you have to bench before you get up. Tzorech, levarach, kringu, shachim, levarach. Before you go anywhere, bench before you get the phone, before anything. The phone's at the table, you can do it. But go somewhere else, to start bringing things to the neighbors. You have to bench before that you don't get into any shadows. What's considered an akirami mekaymei? So the halacha is, it's a lot of the sugyas in Pesachim of Shini Mokum, so just to give the basic guidelines according to what comes out from the Ramo over there and Mishabur over here, is like this. If a person had das when he washed, that he wants to continue his suda in a different place, that's mutter lechatchila. He's allowed to wash with das to start here, or per start here, and then you go to your Rebbe's house, and you go to Yeshiva, and you go, not a problem, you have in mind, lechatchila, you're allowed to do that, and you're going to eat in the other places also. That's if you have mind b'shas ma'isa, and you're eating in other places. Now let's say you're not eating in other places. You have a mind to eat here, and you'll bench by your Rebbe's house. You'll bench by the fish. Can you do that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, lechatchila, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bench in a different place. Even as, if you ate in the first place, you're not allowed to, even if you had das, you're not allowed to bench in the second place. However, if there's some reason that you can't bench in that place, in the first place where you ate, then if you had das lechatchila, you could bench in a adjacent room. He says, really anywhere in the house. If you have das, you can do it anywhere in that house. Mishnah Berurah says, you'd be able to bench anywhere in the house if you have to leave the first place. If you did not have das, then if there's some reason that you can't bench over here, you're allowed to bench in a room that you could see from where you ate. Since you did not have das to bench in a different place, you must bench where you are, or in another room if you, for some reason, you can't bench where you are. If you go to another room, another place where you can see where you ate. However, in that same room, you're allowed to bench anywhere in that room. If you're in the yeshiva's dining room, and you start off on one side, even if you didn't have a das bechlal, you could start off on one side, and then you want to go to another corner, and finish off on the other side, and bench. That's all one mokim. It's not considered the shini mokim bechlal. And lechatchila, you're allowed to do that. So that could be the shadows of death, is there a different room. If you can't see, if there's something there that's a mechitza, let's say that the Shabur brings down, you're going to have a paravan, which is like a mechitza. In such a case, you shouldn't do a mechitza. And that's if for no reason. You can't see it b'chol. It's a huge room, it's all one welcome, even if it's on the other side. If you see it, pashtus, you can go without even meal. However, that's all if you're in one room. But let's say you're having a picnic outside, so you don't have one room. What's the noun that you could, like chachil, you have to mention the same place. What's called the same place? Tehdal Amos is considered the same place. Mainly having a barbecue in the park. Wherever you started playing frisbee, that's where you should finish playing frisbee, and that's where you should bench. Don't go start over here, and even to outside Dal Amos is going to get you into problems of Shini Mokim, since there's no machitas. Mainly you're outside. You have to bench exactly in the place where you ate. Now, let's say somebody did not bench in the place that he ate. He ate, and now he left. The halacha is, it's machlokes, b'mezid, he has a chiv to go back, b'shugi, it's machlokes, and Mochav brings down. Between the Rambam, he has a chiv to go back, it's vastly like this hillel, or like the Rosh, it says you do not have a chiv to, the Rambam says you do not have a chiv to go back into this hillel, and Rosh says you have a chiv to go back into your shaman. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if a guy left on purpose, he knew that he wasn't supposed to leave. Even if he's a few miles down, he is a chiv to go back and bench in the original place. He left the meal, he's a chiv to go back. Unless it's going to be the tach of the mother shem emeir, if he's not going to bench the claw, in such a case, he did not have a chiv to go back. And what happens if the lashon of the shofar of harav is, if the shear is not waiting for you, your caravan is not waiting, everybody's going, the bus is leaving. Is that considered, says the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't make a difference, you're not allowed to leave, considered remediated, you're not allowed to leave without mention. However, the Ben Ish Chai says that such a shasat chak is considered like a v'di'evin birah. V'di'evin, we know that if you bench by mezid, you're yoytzeh. So he says in azam hata, it's a shasat chak. They're not waiting for you, and that's considered a v'di'evin, and you're allowed to bench in the second place. What l'mayis l'chara? I don't know if it's nageya so much as shari leaving. Shari leaving there in the olden days, you're stuck in the middle of the desert, you're in trouble. That's mamash a shasat chak. Here, if you're gonna miss the yeshiva's bus, the guy's been Hazar and the guy didn't know if he benched him. He knows that he didn't bench. He's going to miss the yeshiva's bus if he benches. So he wants to hop on the yeshiva's bus. I don't know if you can consider that a shasat chak, to say that you're allowed to bench the chaskil in a different place. But the simplest answer is, like Machab is going to say, bench. Let's take a little bit of fast. You don't even have to have a kazayin. Take the end of the crust of bread and have it in the second place. Have it on the bus if you're only allowed to. And have it in the yeshiva. And bench over there. You don't need a kazayin. You do not need a kazayin, especially the possible kazayin, which is worth this idea. And mention the second place. For those that only do need a kazayin, but you would prefer the way Mishra Baruch Haskin, you do not need a kazayin. But meanwhile, if the bus is going to come, 3:17, and you got to run outside, take a little piece of your crust and mention the second place.
If you want to be and go back to the they have to be
are you, what, even if you're bemazed, you're allowed to eat food.
No, you're allowed to eat food there, so I won't do the sample. So if you go back there, I won't say that I don't have to go back.
Once you eat, you don't have to go back anymore. However, one second, we'll get that in a second. However, the halacha is bemazed, whatever the situation is, if a person was over and Simon Shogi, Simon even bemazed, if a person benched in the second place, he's going to say he does not bench again. Now, when you come to the second place, says the Mechaber, if you have to leave, or if you left already, then the best thing to do is, if you don't want to go back, is have a little bit of pas in the second place. How much is a little bit of pas? The Mishnah Berurah says, less than a kazayis, even is enough. Do you have to make a bracha rishon on that pas or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yivarach b'vok mashinim, Yeichah b'vok mashinim, v'afim b'meizim mahani ha'itakona. Even if the guy left b'meizim, he can eat, Sheyichah kan pas davar mu'at, he says, v'ein tzarach b'vok tzila b'rach zamaiti. He doesn't have to make a birch of the mazon, another birch of the mazon, now on this other path. So they point out already that path with Mishnah Berurah is going that the guy had das to take his stuff. He had das to even, in other words, he wasn't mitzir das from his original achim. Even if he left Mishnah Berurah. So he wasn't thinking about eating anymore. But he wasn't never mitzir das from his original achim. He got a phone call in the middle, and he got caught up in it, and then he realized the bus was coming, he ran out, he's never mitzir das from his original achim. Such a case, he doesn't have to bench. Or he knows that the bus is coming, so he's going to leave amazing. Take a little bit of pass, you weren't missing a das from Achila. However, if a guy wasn't missing a das, he thought, I totally forgot about it. He thought he benched, and then his wife calls him up and tells him, oh, you didn't bench. So your mamash was missing a das. In such a case, the Ramad says, in Kofayim Ches, that you have to make a new Birat HaMaiti, since you were missing a das. With regard to the Tilas Yadayim, Lachur, you'd have to wash your hands again if you have to make a new Almighty. However, you would not make a new Tilas Yadayim, like the Mishnah Berurah says in Kofayim Tes, that any time that you have to wash your hands in the middle of the Tuesday, you have to make a new bracha in the middle of the Tuesday, you have to wash your hands again, but it says not to make a bracha. Shinim Makam is not. No, you could have a Das Lahedin to be Mishan Makam. Chatzkhila, you could be Mishan Makam. Especially by Pasuk. Why is it a Shinim Makam? He wasn't missing a dad. He never thought of the fact, he never decided I'm not eating anymore. You just didn't think about it. You got caught up in what you were doing. You were like, maybe in the middle of talking, and the bus is coming, you quickly run onto the bus. You're missing a dad, you're not going to eat anymore. You didn't decide you're not going to eat anymore. You didn't think about it before. It wasn't a havlan of art. You didn't decide I'm not going to eat, wash in the field to die, and wash my machrin. It's a stomach lachur, you would. The stomach lachur, it's not going to say nothing about. We'll see behemshech, in the case of a guy thought that he benched, in such a case lachur pashas, it is a hesach adan. And you're going to have to wash it, and you're going to have to make hamoit again.
So
When you know lechatchila, if you had das lechatchila when you washed, yes, you could do that. Not lechatchila. You want to know? You're not supposed to be oikem b'mekayma if you're before you bench. What? We're choishes day. You're not going to bench. In a chanami, if you're eating, somebody that's eating whole chedrochem, we allow you to eat on the way and bench on the way. Not a problem. You start over here and you end up in tva. You bench in tva the whole time is an achila. You continue wherever you finish eating.
Makhir. Would it make a difference if you're...
You have to know what's a falafel.
Would it make a difference if you're not adopting your partner? Like if you're not adopting your partner, you're not going to take your partner to the last practice, like a boat. If I come on the boat, I'm going to both come up with differences as opposed
to, that work.
I'm walking down the flat, my boat must be there.
And therefore, and even so we allow you to bench in the second place. You have to sit down, Tasha. That's what the whole chidrachim is to be that whole chidrachim we don't make.
Not just the shiur.
If you're drinking all times, if you're drinking all times, that's the difference. That we can get into shiur. That's the whole thing of shiur makim in Pesachim. But drinking has different meaning than pas. Drinking, yeah, anytime you go to a different place, pas is even if you had das. The hedya that you can start here and finish off in the mitzvah. You have to make a new bracha when you come to another place. Just the bypass and things that need bracha for him in the cream. The next halacha is Yeshem Shkoshi was having him to the bracha for him in the cream. Yeshem the Chamishim is bringing down the Nafsu. The Mishnah Berurah wants to find out that we pass, he brings down the Dain is Machriya, that Nafsu Chamishim meaning Dogen have the same din as pass. The Meir you're not supposed to leave before you bench, and has the same din that if you left the Meir you have to go back to the place. And bench. You had some. You went to the Chama Bakery. You had three rugalach, and you came back to yeshiva. And you realized you didn't. If it was b'shogi, you're supposed to go back and bench there. B'shas b'chak, you don't have to go back. If it was b'mezid, you have a chiv to go back. You have to chiv to go back and bench in Mekanah Mechel in the Chama Bakery. With regard to Zayin Minim, that's a shaila. If you look at Kufar Yechet, Mr. Berur brings down that Harbi Achrayim say that Zayin Minim, aside from Chameshes Mini Dogan, Rimonim, Tayin, Smorim, these things have a din of pas, the bracha, tuna bracha, harim, and kaiman, and the chatzil you're not to leave before you bench, and if you left, you have to go back, bechulu. However, since it's a suffix, the mamela, if you are aikum rimukaiman, like it was b'shegi, and you want, or you are aikum rimukaiman on purpose, and you want to eat more in the second place, you would not have to make a new bracha of the chatzilah. Since it's a topic whether or not has a din of something which is son, bracha, harem, and kreima, also the shaykh in the studio of Shini Bakum, let's say a drink. A drink does not need a bracha, harem, and kreima. You can make a drink here, make a benefashis in Negavriel. Therefore, if you started here and you want to continue over there, you're going to have to make a bracha beforehand when you come to Negavriel. However, something which does not need a bracha, harem, does need a bracha, harem, and kreima, like pas, makes mini dogan, and those that say zayin minim. The Mela, if you start here and you continue over there, you would not have to make a new bracha lechatchila. However, the Kumtai zecher by pas, and for sure by chameshes min edavim, that has the same dinim, lechatchila, you have to bench in the place that you were. If you left b'shogi, lechatchila you should go back, and b'mezid you have a chiv to go back. Tiv dalet, achol in yodeim, beer first, amadim lav, sarach lavarat, misal v'neishim v'natur. Halacha is the person ate, and he does not remember if he benched, he is a chiv, of Safi Zarek Lachumba to bench again. Says the Mishnah Berurah that not only does he have a chiv to bench again, he's allowed to be making somebody else, he's not from Kiva here. Since he is a chiv to bench again, of Safi Zarek is a chiv to bench again, but merely he's allowed to be making somebody else as a chiv and benching. Whoever brings down a charatim, that's tough if the other person doesn't know how to bench, because if he doesn't know how to bench, it's always a mitzvah for him to bench by himself. He's inside the Shari Tshuva says that it's Pashat him, Upashat Shavadah Lachatila, Ein Lachir, Matasayi Zeshmavah Shavah. This guy is eating, this guy only has a chiv to bench himself and has chilo, he should not be making somebody else. And even somebody else that doesn't want to bench, he should try to get somebody else to be making him if he could. Tully in whether or not you hold, like the Shari Tshuva points out, tully in whether or not you hold Tully Darayis Lachumro, it's Midarayiso, Midarabana. If you hold Tully Darayis Lachumro, it's only Midarabana, that means the chiv to bench is only Midarabana. So he shouldn't be making somebody else as a chiv Midarayiso, has chilo. However, if you hold something derayis lachumah derayis, so nechanami, you have a chiv derayis to bench. Of course, you would be able to be making somebody else even like a chilim. Says the Shabur, they have to do the fourth bracha also, but they also lose. Even though there's those that say the Sfaradim say that you only do the Some are knowing you're only doing the first two brachas, the last bracha you're not to. The Mishnah Berurah says, for example, from the Achronim you have to do all four brachas. Now, if a person wasn't stopping, docked it in the fourth bracha, and you know he did all three, the first three brachas in the eyes, so it's only stopping the Rabbanim, Pashas, he does not have to go back and say the fourth bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, since it's a Safek Daraisim, mainly you have to go back. Now it's only a Safek Daraisim, says the Mishnah Berurah, if the person was Saveh. If the person was satisfied, then he has a Chiv Daraisim. Now, Tzviya from what? Is it Tzviya Dafka from Pas? Like the Chazon Ish says, the person has to be Tzviya Chiv Daraisim. He has to be Saveh from a Suda, which the Iker of the Suda was Pas. Or is it even if you're Saveh from other things? You had a Kazayim Pas, Suda Zayim Pas, then you had chicken and rice and potato pudding and everything else you had. Is that enough to be? Can you be mitzvah of the other foods together with the past? Like the Rishon Mitzvah. So, come tell you if that's the case. If a person has a suda on Shabbos, and he had a slice of challah, and then he had his liver, and then he had his salad, and he had his chowas, and he had his kugel, and everything else, he doesn't remember. He went to that. So now it's a suffix whether or not he's mechuyim d'oraisa. Can you be mitzvah of everything or not? To shalla whether or not you can be mitzvah of everything. So what does he do in this case? Is that considered a suffix d'oraisa or not? So, l'chura, it's very much the case of the Ber Hakeh. The Ber Hakeh says, this whole shiloh is if a guy knows for sure that he ate pas, and he's a suffix whether or not he benched. But let's say the guy's a suffix whether or not he ate or not. He simply doesn't remember. Did he eat or did he not eat? Is it effect ratio? It's not the topic, so I don't know if you could do it. Because you can't. And even if I didn't bench, maybe I didn't eat. Can I bench? If I bench. Can you say that? Even if I didn't bench, maybe I didn't eat. I don't know if it's going to fix the topic. There's no topic that you bench without eating. Maybe he did eat, maybe he didn't bench. By a woman, what's the name? She's mistaken. The Ber Hakeh says, "Safek ochal safek leyochal in mevarch." If he's a safek whether he ate or not, he's not mevarch. Because the safek ochal pas, custom shuv is called then maybe the mevarch. However, let's say the guy sees that other people are eating things on everything. People have lach money up in their hands, and he sees in front of him he has crumbs. He doesn't know if the crumbs are for the lach money or the crumbs are for the regular. He doesn't remember. Did he have pas? Did he not have pas? He's mechuyev. Says the very thing you're mechuyev to bench. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, he thinks that even in this year you're not mechuyev to bench. Why? It's a topic whether or not you're mechuyev in the right. On the side that you had pas, you're saveh. You're saveh at the end of the day. So Shabbat is just one term. Did he have pas or did he have ragavah? In such a case, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're not mechuyev to bench. Which he says to some of the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, no, it's different over here. In the case of the Machaber, you zichur were mechuyev midaraisa. You ate a shir tzvil, and you mechuyev to bench. The shiloh is, did you pass that chiyev that you had or not? On that we say some of the Aruch HaShulchan. Mashingin over here, it's the shiloh whether or not you were ever in his time in the first place. Were you mechuyev midaraisa or not? I don't know if I had pass on that. Not that I had pass, I don't know if I passed my chiyev. I don't know if I became this chiyev in the first place. Since I don't know if I became this chiyev in the first place, Ramela is a suffix, and Ramela is a suffix that we don't, on such a suffix, we don't say suffix that I say lachum. It's only when you're in the time, you don't know if you pass your kiyah. If that would be the case for her, but it's the same case that we have a suffix. The guy had his suda on Shabbat. And the way that it became Saveya was from all the chalons and the liver and everything else that he had in addition to the past. So, Shabbat, whether or not that's enough to be considered a suda that I say. You need a suda from past, and you need a suda from other things helps also. So, you have the same shayla, did you become chayav midaraisa or not? In the middle of the you shouldn't bench. However, the best thing to do in all these cases, as Mr. Brewer himself said, Mikom Lach Avroi, Yor Shemayim, and Yisafik, and Birach Eloi, Afilo Shloyach Alel Kazayim, Sheyitul Yodav, even if he ate only a Kazayim. And he didn't have a Shir Tzvil. So the best thing is sheitel yodam yivarach amoytzi miyavu kizayim yivarach brach amoytzi. In this case, you should wash and you should make amoytzi. In this case, he says to make amoytzi. If you're nesatik, if you had dreidot amaz, that's not very zichur mitzneiv da. You think you might have even benched. Zichur, if you weren't mitzneiv da for meeting, you have no tzadik, you would have benched. So here, zichur, you're referring to mitzneiv da. Meanwhile, the best thing to do is to wash and have a kizayit and benching it. Now this is all with regard to a man. What happens with a woman? The Mishnah Berurah says, in Kuf Peva, he brings down, Rabbi Akiva says, it's a suffix whether or not the bayit lay of sheet on the Gemara and the Achafam Abayis, whether or not a woman is mechuyim in their eyes and benching or not. If she mechuyim in their eyes, or she mechuyim in their eyes. Even if she's mechuyim in their eyes, though, maybe she benched. So here you have a sex fake. So maybe we're keeping one for 10 minutes. If whatever is up here, she wouldn't have to be mechuyim to bench. The Mishnah Berurah himself brings down, Kosov Bashari Shar Afraim, Isha Sha'akwa Kadei Tzviyam, Nesav Kambircha, Chayevis Lavar. He brings down that you are mechuyim. I am from Taimari, I couldn't find it to find out what the time was. Wherever I found the Mishma Zaldan time is, he says that it's not considered a Svek Svek over here. This is the Bayit Le Yushito. Al Bayit Le Yushito, he says, not Nechna to begetter a Svek Svek. It's not Nechna to begetter a Svek
Svek.
That's how we can think, it's not Svek Svek. Well, I understand the reason of sex vacant. But that's what he wants to tell you, that it's not, it's the Yubayi Leib Shita is not Nechaz into the topic. So Mamele, you only have one topic. Mamele, she's Mechuyim to bench. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Mokom Nira, Da'arei Tulit, Mechal Das, Sha'ar Prayim, Vesiyatay, Ein Lim Chiz Biyodoy, Ein Rebir Alokho, Ein Lim Chiz Biyodoy, Yishu, that wants to bench again. And if she doesn't want to bench again, and Berkowitz was not so happy to pass her without any benching, to be simple on the sex vehicle. Really, the best thing to do is that she should have another sex. Now, if this woman has to get a that she needs to stop, it, try to get her to even have another sex. It's be easier to you to eat another sex than you might see her, probably. She should be yasty from somebody else, if that's possible. That's all benegea to a topic. Until when can a person bench? Until when the shirikum? Sechei, animonta yochel avarech, ad shiitach ha-mozi, shevemeya v'kam shirik, kol zman sheinu rov machal teis ha-chima. With regard to bracha achreinu, we have a shir equal. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings down that tzachim b'negei with regard to bracha achreinu, and Agam the Tamagan Avram says that the same thing applies to bracha rishenu. If a guy makes ha-moitzi, and a person is shir equal, he has to make a new ha-moitzi again. This harbi achreinim ar-choylekonim, and say that with regard to bracha rishenu, even past Tavrid Bracha Rishenu Lehifted Kosh Lehifted Dati Bin Tan. As long as the person was not Mitzayef Das, he has not lost his Bracha Rishenu. Ramil Nabir Allah and Simon Koftali, he says that you can even go through the entire day. The Das Evan Arizu Bezesh, Kosh Lehifted Dati Me'achila Me'ashdila Nizbatla Bracha Rishenu Afi Lushof Kol Ayer. When she gets up, Mishnah Berurah Leil and Kuf Pei Dalet, the meaning of the halacha is as a person is not Mitzir Das, there's no din of shir equal with regard to Bracha Rishenu. It's only with regard to Bracha Rishenu that Mishnah Berurah is not here. With regard to Bracha Rishenu, we don't say shir equal. The meaning, if a person theoretically, a person can wake up in the morning, he wants to drink the entire day. He likes drinking water. He needs 2 bottles of water a day, and every so often he has another cup of water throughout the day. He can wake up in the morning, make a shakal in the morning, make a brand of fresh in the night, and go to food. You have not lost your Bracha Rishenu. Really, you have to go through the entire day. However, the Bir Alacha says that's not the best idea. Why? He says, "Mikomokam man yirmelon derashay lasis kim dariko al kaponim after bracha achrinu shel achilu v'shniyu." He says, "Umashivar kubesoyif bracha achilu v'shniyu shniyu leimaniko kim shikvar nesachol." He says, "Very good that you don't lose your bracha rishenu, but you lose your bracha achrinu." So a person has a drink of water, and then an hour and a half later he has another drink of water. So very good that he doesn't have to make a new bracha rishenu. But you lost your ability to make a bracha achrinah. So you're mevatel your bracha achrinah. You had a chiyuv to make a bracha achrinah, and you're mevatel. So Mila, lechur, he says, in the Rishayim Lassus, he says, ma'agam shemotzi kam apalim shebehem shechiz azman eshtanu ratzoni, and machimi is adov, and erechav eshay third. Or a lot of times what happens is, you change, he's not even going to want any water anymore. or he leaves and he gets involved in something else and he decides not to drink anymore. But Mela, in such a case, he would be Mekhev Das and he'd have to need a new bracha. So Mela, the best thing to do is to, after he makes the bracha, if he's going to drink, let's say he sits down, we're going to see exactly what the shir is. I think the shir that basically comes out is within a half an hour, let's say with regard to drinking. Drinking your shir equal is less, the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says in Kutsadi, in Sifkar Mechev, the equal shashtiya in him is shir galapokah. Shir equal of shtiya is not so much. I mean, you don't have 72 minutes every time that you drink. The Chatchila, the bracha, the same bracha, other people bring down from Rabbi Asher, and it's ready this year, in the Tafachayim, and you have the whole fucking half an hour. Within the first half an hour, you're for sure good to go, and you can make a bracha later. Mamela, a person sitting down, sits down the first seder with a coffee by him, and if you drink the coffee through the entire seder, a coffee is not such a, you never can make a bracha for any coffee anyhow, Pashas, unless you drink enough. You're going to drink water, you have a water bottle, and if you drink the water bottle through the seder. So, with regard to bracha rishena, be'etzim, you could do that. You make a bracha rishena at the beginning, you make a bracha rishena at the end. However, if you're going to stop for more than half an hour or so between this drink and the next drink, and the reason why you're drinking in half an hour is because you're thirsty like you were half an hour ago before the first drink, then you have to then you lost your ability to make a bracha rishena. It's already shiriko. So mainly, if you're drinking the entire time, you're good to go. But if it's going to be more than half an hour, so the best thing to do is make a charcoal and make a bracha rishena, and then make a and then in another half an hour, another hour, whenever you drink again, you can make a shackle again. Depends what's called as man. If you're going to be within a certain amount of time that you haven't lost your bracha achreino, then that is chalak. But if you're going to lose your bracha achreino, it's more like you have lost your bracha achreino. And the first drink? Because bracha shen is telling in has chada. As long as you weren't mezia that, you can go through the whole thing. You're thirsty. As the bracha shen, about the bracha shen, you're ready to talk. You're ready thirsty like you were before.
Why is it not that we drink?
Why do we say that if he's drinking the first time? The Prima Gadda gives two timings. We'll say in the Mishnah Berurah brings another time, either because as long as you're drinking the entire time, so your digestive system didn't kick in yet, or the fact that you're have a tzvir from that. The Mishnah Berurah says that we'll say in the Shir Tzvir.
I
don't have to make a shakha. If you're missing a bath, you don't make a new shakha. You lost your brain of hush. You were Messiah Das and decided you're not going to drink anymore?
No, I didn't. It just so happened.
Then you lost your brain of hashish, and you just continued drinking. Too bad, you lost your brain of hashish.
Do you like the one that was just
yes.
Now,
what is your sentence? That's the shabbat. That's a big shabbat. There's a prima godam in the zaktam. The question, it's a common shabbat. The person is being a fateh garyanim, and he's drinking coke. Now he finishes drinking his soda, or whatever his guy name, but he still wants to drink his soda. Now he's scared that it's going to be over the shir equal from one of them. So he wants to make a brain of fashion. Or he's leaving he drank his soda in his one place, and he's going to take his guy name and walk still who knows where. So he wants to make a brain of fashion on his soda. Can you make a brain of fashion on his soda? And then continue being with his guy name as he walks down the street. Can you mechavan that his brain of fashion should be chal, only copy one of the medium that the brain of fashion is chal, and not copy the other one? What? So machlekes the price game. That's a good question. Pashas, you should, that's really simple to what to do exactly. Pashas, you should make a brain of fashion than mitir da. That's a shabbat, you have to. So once you make a brain of pashas, then you have a chief to do it. The question is, the chur you should be able to, because which one is the brachas in the shirichon? The brain of pashas is not brachas in the shirichon. You don't get to, they shouldn't lose it out to the shirichon. You lost the brain of pashas in the first drink. That's what the Mishmur says. That's the Mishmur says. It says it's very good to be able to make a brain of pashas in the last one. You lost the brain of pashas. You never made a brain of pashas in the first drink. That's with regard to bracha rishena. Now with regard to bracha achrena. With regard to bracha achrena. Now halacha is, it's not exactly so clear. You have kidei ad kidei sheyisachal hamazon shebemeir. What is that shir? The mechaber says, kol zman she'ein erov v'mach matzei sa'achilu. Now, Mr. Ruhr brings down that by achilu mu'etes, it's not so easy to be able to cheshbon that out. When you're hungry again, you have one fruit. But you're still hungry after the first fruit. So now you're going to flush it right away, because you're hungry after the first fruit. How do we reckon it? Mechal, the whole Indian of deciding whether or not you're hungry like beforehand, or hungry in the same diet as beforehand, is not so simple. And there's not such clear guidelines. Trying to squeeze some out of Harvard Berkeley, so it turns that you just have to get to know your body. But there's no way, people like to have numbers for everything. This is no number. That's where the Chazal gave us the Gedarim. Acquisition Sachal is when a person is hungry again. But to give maybe basic guidelines, a little bit of basic guidelines, we'll try to work from there. If a person had a today's tzviyah, a fast or anything else, then as long as he's satisfied from that tzviyah, he ate lunch at 2 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, he's still satisfied from his lunch. He's allowed to bench. If he has not benched yet, even though it's more than 72 minutes, it's more than 2 hours, you're still allowed to bench again. Make it to dinner, you're allowed to bench again, even though it's more than 72 minutes, as long as you're not, your stomach's not rumbling, not hungry again. That's Shir Tzviya, you are allowed to bench again. Now, the Chatzimah, you should bench before 72 minutes, because you might get yourself into problems. After 72 minutes, you're not sure if you're... If it's still 72 minutes, you're good to go for sure, basically. For sure you have 72 minutes. After 72 minutes, so then it's telling whether or not you feel Tavei or not. So always bench before 72 minutes, not giving yourself the problem. No, now it's 80 minutes. Am I Tavei or am I not? Mamela, best to bench before 72 minutes. If you didn't, if you feel Tavei, no problem. You can bench even afterwards. Now, Ba'achilu Mu'ef. Let's say you did not have Shir Tavei. You had two fruits. You had one Kazayas of Pas. You had three Ragalos. How long do you have? The Mishnah Berurah says, so, like we said before, from Shem Rabbi Yashem, it's the Shir brought down of the Kavachayim. You have the Cholopach, you have for sure half an hour. Within the first half an hour, you're good to go. You don't have to worry about maybe it was equal, maybe it was no equal. Before half an hour, there wasn't equal, and immediately you had a bench, Bracha Chayim. Agav, let's say it's 29 minutes. And it's going to take you 2 minutes to say Elam Mishra. It gives you 5 minutes to bench, and just before 72 minutes, Elam Mishra says, you're allowed to start before him and go to afterward. Not a problem. Once you pass it, it says even Tech Zib or you lost it. Shir Tzviya is 1 year Tzviya.
No, Tzviya,
there's Rav Chalub is in the Shkeich. Even if a guy has a whole tooth, the Pashas, he's able to... He has the... I don't think that's considered Tzviya. But I don't think that's a concern in the Tzviya. So until half an hour, you can bench without a problem. Now, after half an hour, says Mr. Brewer, it's a shaila whether or not you have for 72 minutes. It says, if you have more of that thing, a kezayis of whatever it is, a kezayis of a ragalon, a kezayis of a fruit, a kezayis of your pot, if you have that kezayis, the best thing is, eat another one, just to get not getting yourself any problems. And then you can make a brenda kosher, bracha achrena on that. If you do not have, you will be tzemech l'chatkila to make a bracha achrena till 72 minutes. Or whatever it is that you eat, even on a chilum wetes, you have still 72 minutes of Mishnah Berurah says. Best thing is before half an hour, you don't even have to think about it. After half an hour, if you have more, don't get into showers. Have another kazayas. Kazayas is not so much. Have another kazayas. Especially if you only had a few more. If not, if you don't have another kazayas, you can't eat another kazayas. You don't have another kazayas with you. Until 72 minutes of Mishnah Berurah says, you can bench. You do not... What's that? You're off on the second kazayas. You're more mitzvah tzatzna. If you're mitzvah tzatzna, yeah. You're mitzvah tzatzna. You have to have the same thing? No, you're not the same thing. Once you have something else, that's enough.
You have to look at the size of the come back.
Make somebody shimmer.
That's not called a
not considered half of the house. No, you weren't missing half of the house. The fact that you left, as long as you can be able to get it. It's good for you weren't missing half of the house. So also, Shabbos and half of the house. After 72 minutes, that's all until 72 minutes. After 72 minutes, if you still feel full from that thing, even if it's achilim wetness, you had a few fruits, and you didn't satisfy yourself so much. But after 72 minutes, you still feel satisfied with that, then you still can make a bracha claim. Since it's a shayla, however, if you, let's say you're misopic, you're misopic whether or not you feel full or not. So after 72 minutes, if you had achilim wetness, and it's not a something that I feel, have a bracha claim, then the chayla is something bracha v'hakol. And you wouldn't make a bracha. Until 72 minutes, you make a bracha. After 72 minutes, you're mitzvah. I don't know if I'm hungry or not. Maybe I am hungry, maybe I'm not hungry. Mimila, since it's a bracha chayna, is a darabana, something darabana l'kul. So there's a bracha, once it's a if it's you had a shir daraisa, and you're mitzvah after 72 minutes, until 72 minutes, make a bracha. After 72 minutes, you had a shir tzviya, you had whatever it was, 2, 3, 4 sandwiches, whatever your shir tzviya is, and you're mechuyvi daraisa at the bench, in such case, you're not sure if you're tzaveya or not tzaveya anymore. Anytime that you're not rubbed like you were before him, I'm not sure what the topic is. The guy has 2 or 3 sandwiches, and now it's after, is the specific whether or not he's as hungry as he was before him? Or is the specific whether or not he's hungry? The specific whether or not you're hungry, then you're not hungry. If you're hungry, you'll know about it if you're hungry. But if he's specifically hungry or not, then the, if you had a sheer tzviya, which is something that I saw, in such a case, you would have to bench. What is a shir tzviya? The mechaber exam shir achilu levarach alavir of the mazin is bechazayis. That's what we paskin. You're mechuyim midarabanan once you have a kazayis. However, midaraisa, you're not mechuyim to have a shir tzviya. What is considered a shir tzviya? Says the Mishnah Berurah, mashal from the chinuch, that a shir tzviya is telling each person as it is himself. Some people they could have 3 pies of pizza, and that's all right. Some people. Chandra Huna had how many lugan, whatever it was, that was about the shir, 3 pies, it wasn't, he says, adekatma, it wasn't a shir tzviya. Others, when they have one sandwich, they're full. Says Mr. Brewer, Vimdarki tamer lefal kadeh michiyotu levad, yom ben shir tzviya. If all a person eats, is what he needs to get by. For him, that doesn't consider shir tzviya. I am might he could eat more, but this guy, he knows he can get by on one sandwich. For him, that's considered shir tzviya. Her, we're coming out with this, is somebody, they do the surgery that makes the stomach smaller, or they pinch it, or whatever, all these different things that help you that you shouldn't want to eat more because you feel satisfied with less. You take pills that you get that hargasha of tzviya even with less. Then the fact that you were with nigram butter and davar kisaini doesn't make a difference. Because you see, Mishnah Berurah says, even if you could eat more, but if every day you always eat today, Mishnah, this guy is a Purush, he eats half a sandwich, that's what he knows he can get by on, but maybe he's going to eat that. That's considered a shifi, he's moving with that. And after you mean him, but he gets all these things in. If a guy that he does this, they pinch his stomach. And now all he can eat is one sandwich. And back then before this, he could eat 3, 4, or 5 sandwiches. And now that they do that, he can only eat one sandwich. He's marking a tzviya. L'chur, if he's nistapik, whether or not he benches or not, it's a tzviya daraisa. And l'chumma, he'd have to bench. In other words, that's what the nekuda is, whether or not it's a shir tzviya. And again, it's like a person that's a tzviya. And again, if you want to be mate to somebody else, that has a shir tzviya, daraisa. In such cases, we reckon with the sphere how it is lamaisa each person for themselves. Please try to